Martin Cameron, Member of Parliament for Morwell, welcome to the Centre for Optimism as we prepare to take part in the 3C event in your electorate.
Yes, thank you, Victor. Lovely to be able to sit down this morning and talk with you and talk everything about the Latrobe Valley and the seat of Morwell.
It's fantastic, and I always enjoy my visits there, but no one who visits the Centre for Optimism can escape the question. What makes you optimistic? So, is it natural? Is it developed? What is it that makes you optimistic, Martin?
Oh, look, I'm definitely a glass half full type of person that we're always taking that next step forward. It doesn't matter what's going on in your life. You can sit and dwell and look back at things that can and may go wrong and have gone wrong. Get up, dust yourself off, and take that next step forward, because you never ever know what's gonna lead to the following footstep, what door's going to open, what the new horizons are going to be. So I'm a very optimistic person. I do think the best of people, and I want to sort of show and exude that sort of persona that get on my back, we're going to move forward, and things are going to turn for us.
That's what we need in our leaders. So you've got a really interesting electorate,
I have.
Morwell. So what makes you optimistic for the electorate and the Latrobe Valley in general?
Well, since I've only been in the role for 18 months, but a little bit of background on myself. I'm a tradie. I'm a plumber that's lived in Traralgon all my life. Mum and Dad had a plumbing business, and the succession plan where I took over. So. And I was happy with that lot, but some stuff that was going on down here. I'm that type of person that I won't ask somebody, why aren't you doing this to make it better? If you've got those thoughts in your head, well, hey, stand up, put your hand up, and take that step that we talk about, and set off on that journey. So that's what led me to run for the local MP here. And to actually be lucky enough to win the role. And in winning that role, the day that I did get elected, the next thing was, oh my goodness, what have I done? What's next? So once again, that next step forward, and let's just roll with it, which is the way I've done. But the one thing that we do have down here, obviously, is the power industry, which has powered the state for over 100 years now, the thing that will happen will power the state for the next 100 years. So I'm very optimistic about what the future holds. There's some grey areas with renewables coming on board, and I think we move away from the reliance on coal-fired power station. It's going to be an actual a mix of a lot of power generation facilities, but this is where the hub is. This is where all the transmission lines lead to go to power the rest of the state. So, whatever happens, whatever power source that we do use, whatever the mix is, it's going to come here from the Latrobe Valley. And we have the best people available to make sure that we do keep the lights on. We can manufacture anything you like down here. We just need that opportunity from the government. They're slowly coming around to. The thought of, well, look, we can do it down here. So we not can, we will do it, and we'll move forward securing not only the future of the Latrobe Valley, but the future of the state power-wise also.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of artificial intelligence. And of course, artificial intelligence and the data that's acquired needs enormous amounts of energy. So I think there'll be no shortage of opportunity for that energy sector that, you represent and is so much a part of your electorate.
Yes, I'm on board with that. So whatever it is, we'll move heaven and earth to be able to be at the forefront of it. And we've got the smart cookies down here that don't rely on data off a computer. We've got the smart cookies that are hands-on, that can actually achieve what goals that we need to do.
So you've got a really interesting role. You're the Shadow Parliamentary Secretary for Small Business. yep. and your experience in that. So you know optimism is what fuels small business. It fuels entrepreneurship. It fuels innovation. And yet in Australia, the figures seem to be showing that people are becoming more pessimistic and less optimistic. So what do we need to do to reinstill that optimism in the business community and the community in general?
I think right across the board, like at if you've got small businesses that virtually then turn into large businesses that have the drive and the want to be able to achieve the maximum out of their business, but it's not easy going. One, you need the financial stability to be able to do that, and number two, which I think even if you and I'm not trying to disparage anybody, but if you're in a coffee shop or something like that, we need the workforce to be able to achieve it. So at the moment, as I move about and talk to a lot of small businesses, it's the uncertainty of that secure workforce. We've had a big drain on trades and also our younger people that are usually filling those roles in hospitality, moving down to the city to work on the big build, which has caused a lot of grief. And there's a lot of uncertainty. How do you get those people back into your community? So we slowly are starting to get them back, but they're on big wages and that down there. So the number one is the cost of running your small business at the moment. It seems that every time you turn around, you're hit with another tax or a skyrocketing insurance bill or work cover payment and installment to do. So it is tough, but I think the education for a general person like myself, being a small business owner as a plumber, you didn't have the skill set to do the administration side. So I think it needs to encapsulate of running your small business is that, how to run the administration side also. And as you say, with artificial intelligence coming on board and actually being able to utilize that world to make your business better, I think people are slowly starting to get their head around it, especially the younger ones as they move through. Not so much people my age.
Like on my recent trip through the US, I started talking to my ChatGPT on the road. And what's this town about? What's this town about? And it's quite remarkable. So if you need me coaching, I'm an old bloke who's actually using it.
Fantastic.
So look, you've just done something really exciting. I mean, I've just been away on a road trip with my daughter, but you've been in Papua New Guinea on the Kokoda Trail and with young people that have been sponsored. Do you want to tell us something about that wonderful opportunity?
Yeah, for sure. Well, it's one of the really good things that you get to do as an MP. And I didn't know about this when I started. Tim Bull, who's the member for Gippsland East, he was taking young kids over to do Kokoda and set up a scholarship foundation. So what's happened is the regional MPs, which are all Nats like all of us, have set up foundations and in conjunction with our local RSL clubs, and the RSL clubs interview the kids and we pick some candidates. And I think from around regional Victoria this year, we had 24 or 25 that come across with us. And we actually raised some funds to cover that scholarship. And I think it's between $6,500 and $7,000, which we raise. And a lot of that's through our RSL clubs and people in the community that just love the fact that we're taking the kids over. And Tim is a historian and a very good orator of what went on, because Kokoda's sort of that untapped, forgotten, not spoken about war that Australia had, which stopped the Japanese from coming into Australia. And down here in Gippsland, right across the Gippsland area, a lot of the soldiers that fought over there and died over there at ages which are similar to our 17-year-old kids that went over are from here. So we all get to have a soldier or two soldiers each from your local area. There's some from Maule and there's some from Mowi and Traralgon and right through into East Gippsland. And we go over there and see where they fought and where they died. And we end up, after it's all done and dusted, at the cemetery over there, and we kneel down and have a bit of a chat to the soldiers at their, with our hand on their headstone, and we thank them for what they did for us. And it's really a bit of an emotional journey. And it's tough over there to do the Kokoda Trek, both mentally and physically. And to think what these guys must have gone through to defend our country is amazing.
Oh, that's a wonderful thing. So look, tying it up, as you know, the 3C event, which is City, Country, Connect, it's all about, you know, Melbourne people and people from other parts of the state looking at the Valley as a place to do business and to do new partnerships. So given your several hats, you know, Member of Parliament, spokesman on small business, small businessman, what is it that the people visiting Traralgon for this 3C event, which is part of the La Trobe City Council's business festival, who should they be looking out for? What should they be looking out for?
Well, we're pretty diverse down here. As I said, look, we've had a bit of adversity with the timber industry shutting, and the power industry, our coal-fired power stations are coming offline in 2028 and 2035. So we've started the ball rolling here of diversifying into other areas and welcoming what the future holds. I think there's a, not just business-wise, but right across the board, there's a real disconnect between regional country areas like ourselves and the city. It seems that at the big end of town, the focus has only been on the city. And I think when we do get the city businesses coming down and engaging with the regional areas, I think they're blown away a little bit by what we have to offer. Look, I sit in the seat of Maul, which encompasses the La Trobe Valley. And from my seat down here, where, you know, as an area, we're an hour from the snow, an hour from the ocean, and a couple of hours from the CBD. It takes me 2 hours to get from my office here in Maul to Parliament House. So we're right in the sweet spot. We do things well down here. Of course, you know, everyone has their trials and tribulations that you think is only your region. But it's right around the state. I'm in the lucky situation where of a Monday night, I join my colleagues at Parliament, and we all talk about what's going on about the regions, and it's everyone's got a similar issue. It's just on different scales. So for the top end of town to come down and engage with us, I think is a great thing, and for us to put on show of what we do, because I'm a firm believer they've got no idea what we do down here. As far as they know, they hit a light switch on in Melbourne and it turns on. Well, this is where it comes from. And for them to see the sheer size of a power station, and also our white paper industry, which closed, but we've still got the Maryvale operating, and they're huge employers of mums and dads that are trying to survive down here, keep a roof over their family head and put food on the table. So we're pretty switched on. We pivot and we move accordingly, probably quicker than what they do in a city sense. We're always on the lookout for that new horizon, and we are very, very prepared. As going back to the start of our conversation, take that next step. What is around the corner? You're not going to know until you get to that corner and take that step around. So, we're here for the long haul in the Valley. We're going nowhere. We're going to improve ourselves and secure the future, not only for us, but for Victoria moving forward.
Martin, look, thank you so much. I'm looking forward to joining that 3C event as part of the business festival, and you are obviously part of the fuel for that better Morble, the better Traralgon, and the better La Trobe Valley. Martin, thank you so much.
Thank you, Victor.